remember when my wife was pregnant with Katie, who just had her baby, and it was the first Tuesday in November, 1988, and my wife started to go into labor. The contractions kept getting closer and closer and closer together. And then we were about a minute away, one minute closer, and we could go to the hospital. And then they announced that George Bush had won the election. The contractions stopped after that announcement. On November 28th, 26 days later, my daughter had to be pulled into this world with a C-section. We always, you know, those last 26 days were really difficult. My wife went to 42 weeks. And remember, she's short. There isn't a lot of room for a baby in there. We always said that she did not want to be born into a world where there might be a Republican president. Sure enough, she is a staunch Democrat. But that time of waiting, those 26 days that was 21 days. That was really difficult. We don't like to wait. We want things now. Simeon had been promised by God that he would live to see the birth of the Messiah. And Simeon waited and waited. He clung to that promise that one day he would see the Messiah. Finally, as a very old man, he's waiting at the temple door, and he sees Jesus being brought to the temple. And his response is what we call the Nunc Dimittis. If you remember the green hymnal, this is what we sang as our post-communion verse during Lent. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. Can you imagine standing at the entrance to the temple day after day, waiting to see the Messiah come? And it's only as a very old man that he gets to see the baby Jesus. And Anna is there too. She's been told that she will not die until she sees the Messiah, and she's been waiting and waiting and waiting for that promise to be fulfilled. It says that she is 84 years old. Considering that life expectancy back then was in the mid-50s, that would be like someone living into their mid-100s, still waiting for that promise to be fulfilled. She too finally gets her promise fulfilled as she sees the infant Jesus brought to the temple. Waiting. The people of Israel had waited some 570 years to have the promise of the Messiah fulfilled. You know, that's 23 generations. But on that Christmas night, that promise of the Messiah was finally fulfilled. Now, one thing we know about God is that God always fulfills his promises. God always fulfills his promises. However, we as human beings, we have trouble keeping our promises. even when we have the best of our intentions. Sometimes we can't fulfill our promises. I remember for the plans we had for our fifth anniversary, things had been a little tight. Katie was just an infant. We had just moved. We were down to one income. But we made plans to go back to our favorite restaurant that we went to when we were dating. It was about 30 miles away, and it was one of those places that they had fantastic food, and you ate by candlelight. It was called the Widow Brown's. So I had promised my wife that, you know, we're going out for our fifth anniversary. We're going back to Widow Brown's. The day of our anniversary, I started getting a pain in my side. The night of our fifth anniversary, I was in emergency surgery. That promise was broken. Even with my best intentions, I couldn't fulfill that promise. But we remember that God never, ever breaks his promises. They may be in a long time in coming. Sarah had her baby at the age of 90. Moses freed the people from Pharaoh's grip and led the people to the promised land. God broke the Assyrian siege of Jerusalem and saved the king Hezekiah. Even the promises that sound like they can't be true, God fulfills them. And so the words of the prophets were fulfilled some 570 years after the fall of Jerusalem. Simeon held the baby Jesus. Anna could lie in peace knowing that she had seen the Messiah. And God has made promises to us that have not yet been fulfilled. You know, one of the things that we read in Advent is those prophecies from the book of Isaiah. Here's one. The wolf shall lie with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Jesus has told us that he will return. The day will come that he will return. And on that day that he comes, evil will be completely defeated. On that day, Jesus will usher in the new kingdom in its fulfillment. On that day, all God's people will be gathered together to live in the new Jerusalem. On that day, the final prophecies of Isaiah and other prophets will be fulfilled. So as 2017 ends, we wonder about when. You know, I keep looking back at the news and they do a retrospective of what happened in 2017, and it's downright depressing. You know, it's North Korea, it's ISIS, It's sectarian violence. And my heart aches. When will there finally be peace? When will there be finally an end to hunger? When will men and women really be able to live together with a healthy relationship? When will we be able to care for each other's as brothers and sisters? We know that God has already come to infiltrate this broken world that he created. In the birth of that tiny child in Bethlehem, the world is permeated by his presence. And we know the day that will come when all will be made right. Isaiah said, "For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations." Alleluia. Amen.